Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is Brad, N7IBB. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time. On this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. Repeaters owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like like more information about the repeater or about FARA, please see our website at W4VA.org. That's Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha.org. And get your information there. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion, Q&A, regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. We don't have a topic tonight. I kind of exhausted my topics Sunday, if you were able to join us, and we had quite a few check-ins there. I appreciate that. We can always certainly discuss that some more. We talked about batteries and the pros and cons between a lead acid and an AGM as far as mostly for vehicle usage, but anyway, it was an interesting conversation, I think, because it was near and dear to my heart at the time. Announcements. Club meeting, of course, tomorrow night, 7:15 p.m. at the PATH Foundation building. And live. And, of course, we'll also be doing it remotely via WebEx. So pick your poison. Whichever is most palatable to you, you can come either way. It'll come to me in a second here. Be patient. Logs for VAQP are due on Friday the 15th. You don't get a break like the IRS is giving you. They're due on the 15th. So if you have not submitted your log yet, no matter how many contacts you had, please get that to John by midnight on Friday so that we can get that submitted and reap our kudos, as we hope we can do. But good scores again this year. So send your logs in as soon as you can. And then Saturday is going to be our first fox hunt of the season, of the year. That will begin at, the fox will be turned loose at 10 a.m., and we will be gathering at the parking lot of the Warrenton Fauquier County Airport, which is real easy to get to over in the Midland area. Check that out on a map if you need it. Everybody is welcome and encouraged to come, whether you're going to chase a fox or not. It'd be a good time to get together and socialize. So between a face-to-face meeting on Wednesday night, Saturday we'll give everybody a chance to get together and hobnob and enjoy what I think is supposed to be a good day weather-wise. And last but not least, I understand that the bistro at the hospital is open again as of a few weeks back. So everybody has been gathering at Wegmans. I guess I'll probably want to reconvene down at the hospital since it's a little closer for many of the club members. Won't have to drive so far, so I guess that will be Saturday the 30th of April. And I believe everybody kind of convenes around 8:30-ish. So wander over there and enjoy some of the return to normalcy, normality, after this last 2 years of craziness. All right. Does anyone else have any announcements or information that they would like to share with the net tonight? This is N7IVV again. Give me a call.
N7IVV in the net, KJ7APV.
KJ7APV. Becca, go ahead.
This is simply a request for a ride to the airport from my Catlett Midland location so I can attend the fox hunt. So whatever comes up during the net, maybe I'll find my ride or I can get another ride elsewhere. So, thanks. Back to you. N79VV, KG78DV.
Okay, Becca. Let's see if we can work out for you. Of course, tomorrow night would be a good time also to rub shoulders and make some requests there for transportation there. Okay, well, let's go ahead and start with check-ins. Becca, I'll go ahead and put you on the list since you were there, and we'll take check-ins now. Go ahead.
K04BCN. Kilo X-ray 4, Kilo Uniform. KN4SPL.
K3FR.
Holy November, good evening.
K3FR.
AK4GG.
KO4YCO.
N2YCO. NNL.
Okay, hold up. I'm sorry, I got tangled up there with Becca's call, and I missed the call that came at before Kevin's there. Come back again with your call, please.
Would that be me, KO4BCN?
Yes, it would. Thanks, Mike. KX4, I knew I recognized it. I just, my brain blanked out. Right after you said it. KX4KU, KN4SPL, Bob, K3FR, Ron, AK4GG, John, K04YCO. And then we started getting doubles and messed up. So I got N2, I don't know if it was N2NAR, but anyway, let's pick up from, if you didn't hear your call, start from there, N79BB.
N2YEN. WB7RAV, in and out.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie, November.
Okay, I copied November 2, Yankee, Echo, November, Daniel, and WB7RAB, Randy, in and out, WD8QCN, Steve. Any corrections or additions, call me now. Okay, very good. Sounds like we've got us a list here. Okay, Becca, do you have any comments for us? KJ7APV, go ahead.
KJ7APV, not really too many comments. I was inspired by W4GO Matt. Email of a week or so ago where he was downsizing and he needs SOTAs to be easier to haul up the bills and stuff. I can't remember the name of it now, but you know, CW radio, just in my price range. So I put out a few requests for feedback on that, and my Idaho club guy came back and said, oh, I've got a something like YOU, I can't really tell anything like that. So I might be buying that and kind of winding up my CW again. That's kind of about it, but summarizing what I've been doing with radio lately. Mainly, I'm trying to focus on school and fixing up my house. So, back to you, N79VV, KJ7APV.
Okay, very good. Yep, understand school and fixing up the house. Got a little noisy there on that transmission, but you're still readable. KF4BCN, Mike, good to hear you tonight. How are you? Go ahead.
KO4BCN here. I'm doing pretty well. I enjoyed trying to get in touch with 4-H yesterday, even though we didn't quite make it. That was I was looking forward to hitting everybody up, or at least the team there. So looking forward to the next opportunity. And I'll be trying that again. I guess I missed. When do we need to be at Factor for the box hunt? I'll probably go out at least for a chat and say hello or whatnot. Good reason to get out of the house, and that'll be fun. But otherwise, I've just been playing digital a lot. But now that I gotta go work at work, I may not be able to do that so much, which is unfortunate. Otherwise, doing all right. Back to net, KO4BCN.
Okay, Mike. Well, get on the repeater as much as you can when you're going back and forth to work, assuming you get time. Probably do, being mobile there. Anyway, Fox Hunt, 10 a.m. Saturday at the Warrenton Fauquier Airport. And so come on down and chat. And there's probably enough people there that you can always tag along or something if you want to. Otherwise, just hang out and enjoy everybody's company there. And, of course, club meeting tomorrow night. Oh, KX4KU, Kevin, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KX4KU, stand by. Good evening, Brad. Thank you for doing the med tonight, and I guess you're twice in a row now. I'll get to listen to you talk tomorrow. Not a whole lot going on. Just do my thing. Crazy conditions on Ian the other night. I mean, I got, was it last night? I got, like, New Zealand on 10 meters. It just blew me away. And actually, the South Pacific was way open last night. And then today, during the TWT, the bands were just junk. At least, with the bands that we were operating on. And, I mean, I could, for the life of me, it was a struggle getting even stations I normally get easily. It was a struggle for me to hear them and them to hear me. So today wasn't the best of conditions, but, did pretty good. And I think it was last night I got Jordan. So that was a new DXCC for me. So things have been rolling pretty good. So I have, for tonight, I do want to mention one thing. Let me take a break. Things like the previous question, like when we're meeting up for the details for events like that, where to meet up and all, and times and stuff, are on the website under the event on the right hand side. You can always look there for any of the upcoming events. I try to be as detailed as possible. So that way it'll spare you from having to ask, if you can just look and know. So that's all I had to add. Looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow night. N7MIVE, KX4KU, back to net.
Okay, sir. Thanks for the reminder about the information on the website. Yep, website's always updated very well, and get all the info, plus, of course, the groups.io forum that we have has got lots of historical information as well. KF4SBL, Bob, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
I am doing quite well, Brad, and good evening to all. This is KN4SPL. Let's start off with the 4-H group, N4HKZ. I actually was able to make a 2-meter simplex contact with them from Whitley State Forest, so I had a real hard time hearing them, but right before they closed up shop, they came through and I was able to make the contact. So I was pretty happy about that, and glad I was able to give the 4-H group a contact. I haven't heard if they activated the park or not. I could not hear them on 20 meters. I could hear people calling, but one of the stations was Nova Scotia, so they were definitely getting out there, but definitely not on my end. A quick break. Well, the other interesting thing as of today that I got into, at work today, we're doing a remodel on a shopping center. It was an old giant grocery store in Springfield, and lo and behold, as I topped up on the roof to look around and do some work up there, there was a, as far as I could tell, a VHF Yagi, a 5-element. Not sure what it's resonant to. Everything Yagi calculator-wise that I have looked at, it's not 2 meters, and it's not 6 meters, so it's somewhere in the middle. So this antenna was pointed due north, so I wonder if it was some kind of music, like Muzak station or something, that it was up there, because, again, it was a 5-element Yagi. The driven element was 53 inches, and directive elements were about 50 inches each. And the reflector was about 59 to 60 inches, so not quite sure what frequency that's for, but I think I'm going to try and tune it for 2 meters. We'll see what happens. But I thought it was a pretty cool cool find today, so pretty psyched about that. Anyway, that's all I got. N7IBB, KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, sir. Well, good scrounge for you. Yeah, good luck with that. K3FR, Ron, what's your update now? Go ahead.
Good evening. This is K3FR, just trying to grab the right mic here, now that I have the choice of two on the desk. Well, I haven't been up to too much evil today. Just a lot of food prep and resting. Went out for a walk this morning. Good to get the air cleaned out of the lungs, finally. And, still trying to figure out how to run this IC9700. It was on Sunday night after working some HF, and just ran in on 2 meters to the 2 meter sprint. I worked about seven or eight contacts and six or seven grids. Nothing I haven't worked before, but used the 97 on that at 50 watts and did okay. I was comfortable with it. The audio does sound a lot better than the 7100. Much more responsible or reasonable towards normal, decent listening tones. And 7IBV, K3FR.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, have fun with that radio. Those are always, it's always challenging to get a new radio and get a feel for it and figure out all the really cool features and then put them all away and only use 10% of them. That's the way it always seems to be with me. John, AK4GG, thanks for checking in. How are you tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Brad, and the rest of the group. Yeah, I'm pretty much about the same. If I'm lucky, I use 10% of the features on the radio. Yeah, I'm still working remotely. Saab went back, I think, on the 4th of April, but they haven't summoned me back up to Syracuse recently, so long may it continue, especially on beautiful days like today. Although I look outside and I need to cut the grass again, oh my goodness, it doesn't take long to grow. Anyway, nothing too much on the ham radio front, just sort of fooling around with Yagis. I've spent probably, feels like about 6 weeks on my VHF Yagi, and Bob goes and just finds one on the top of some giant supermarket. It's just not fair. I also purchased a UHF Yagi for $50, which I thought was pretty okay. But it has a Gamma match. It's really, really fussy to match, I must admit. It's breathe on it and moves, so I haven't quite got that right yet. Anyway, fun and games. Hopefully I'll see everybody tomorrow night at the bash at the Pace Center there, and perhaps on Saturday, just depending on how tired I am and what other things are going on, like grass cutting, I guess. Anyway, back to the group, N7IVV, AK4GG.
Yeah, I actually broke my lawnmower out on Saturday, and, I did this to me last year, too. It has nothing to do with radio, but started it up, it's sitting all winter. I don't drain the gas. Although I did run the tank as dry as I could, but, for 4 months, it's not going to be a problem. Started up, ran, mowed the whole front yard, which doesn't mean much, but it ran for, 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever it took me to do that. And then it decided it didn't want to play anymore. It's like, okay, what? The fuel filter got clogged or it didn't make any sense. I still don't know why I haven't taken it apart, but all I've got to do, because it's done, is to move forward, is spray the silly thing out with carb cleaner. But why in the world it would run fine for half an hour and then not run again, I couldn't tell you. But I hate mechanical things, electronics and everything. I'm just so clueless. KO4YCO, Taylor, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
M7IVV is KO4YCO. Doing good, Brad. Thanks again for doing the net. Much appreciated. Hello to everybody. Not too much going on for me. Still financially recovering from having to replace my entire clutch assembly in my car. So kind of set my timeline back for getting an HF for a few weeks. But hopefully once that bounces back, I should be picking up an HF here pretty soon and getting on the other bands in addition to also
studying for my general exam. However, it seems that work has put some other certifications in front of me that require a little bit more of my attention, but, you know, hopefully I kind of knock those out all relatively quickly. A lot of these are just entry-level certifications in different platforms that I already have certifications in. Just the difference between, like, AWS and Microsoft Azure type stuff, if anybody does any type of cloud computing or anything. But nothing much for me. Hope to see everybody there tomorrow at the meeting, and hopefully if I can find a little bit of time this weekend, I can come out and kind of see what the this Fox Hunt is all about. N7IVV, this KO4YCO.
Well, good deal. Look forward to meeting you tomorrow night. N2YEN, Daniel, what's up to you tonight? Thanks for checking in. Go ahead.
Good evening. N2YEN here. I just enjoyed going out with the 4-H group on Wednesday night, or no, last night, and doing some HF contacts. That was pretty cool. Anyway, N2YEN, back to that.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for that. You know, I was thinking the other night that you know, it's 7 o'clock, and, you know, most of those kids got to get home and get ready for bed to get up the next morning, and thinking about deploying and taking down everything. And then I remembered, oh, no, they've got that really cool trailer. They can practically just pull in and turn it on and run. So they've got a, I haven't seen it yet, but, yeah, that's probably worked out really well for them. Anyway, WD8QCN, Steve, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
7IVV in the net, WD8QCN, evening, Brad. Thanks for taking her tonight. About your lawnmower there, I would check the carb jet. There's usually two, one at the very bottom of the bowl and sometimes one up in the middle. You got to take out with a screwdriver and clean them out with some carb spray, and be sure not to squirt it back in your eyes like I did when I was doing my snowblower earlier in the season there. What have I been up to this week? Chasing BX. Worked a whole bunch of Chinese stations on 17 meters the other night after that flare. Yeah, it's like normally I can barely hear them, and I worked like six in a row real quick. So that was great. Finally got that one under my belt. And then right now I'm chasing the JT. That's Mongolia on 17 meters. And there's an XT in Burkina Faso on 15. A billion stations calling him, so get in line. Well, that's about it this week. Just been busy at work. I think I worked a 14 and a half hour day on Monday, starting at 11 p.m. on Sunday night. Lots of emergency stuff going on, so just been nuts. That's about it. Back to you, Brad, M7IVV and the group, WD8QCN.
Okay. Yeah, this is interesting to see all the activity that there's been on the bands. Around in the different bands in the evenings. Actually, haven't had mine on today much, which is unusual for me. But I've seen Galapagos Island on a number of times and haven't been able to work him lately. I've worked at one of the stations down there before, and that was pretty cool. I got a QSL card from him. And then, of course, all that stuff over in the Asian and African sides and obscure places in Europe. Iceland's been on. Of course, they're on pretty commonly, but I keep looking for... Sorry, as soon as I want to say it, the word escapes my... Svalbard. Looking for Svalbard to pop up one of these days. Now that the sun's up and they can see. So, anyway, okay, well, that's the end of our list. Any more check-ins tonight or rechecks? N7IVB, go ahead.
K1HTV, mobile.
KO4IUM.
K1RA. KX4KU, recheck.
KO4NLR.
NV3A.
Okay, picked up K1HTV, KO4IUM, K1RA, KO4NLR, and NV3A. Anybody else?
KX4KU, recheck.
Heard some static there, but I can't quite pull it out. I don't know what it was. No, I got you, Kevin. Thank you. K1HTV, mobile. Go ahead.
Thanks, Brad. This is K1HTV Mobile returning from Warrington and just about 3 blocks from home. I got to work the N4HKZ 4H Club yesterday on 20-meter sideband and on 2-meter FM. Good signal on 2, fair signal on 4x5 in my place on 20 meters. Band was open, so it's a lot of QRM, but I was able to work them. Let's see, what else is going on? Redid my 80-meter OCF, had to pull it back up into a different branch. It had pulled down to a lower, smaller branch, and I figured, let's do it right. So it's back up in the air where it belongs. So that's done. The tower's been acting up again, so I'm not able to rotate it, except for a small rotation around 60 degrees around Europe. So it's sort of sitting around Europe. I can work things on 12 and 17 off the back of the beam. The front to back on the A3WS Yagi is not that great, so I'm still able to work in the Pacific on the back of the band. And they always have the old tower, the A3S tri-bander, 10, 15, 20, so I can use that if I can't rotate the tower around. But hopefully in the next weeks or month to come, Terry WHN and Andy might be able to hopefully figure out what's going on with it. As far as tomorrow, I've got to be usher over at St. John's for a Holy Thursday service, so I'll not be able to make the meeting. I plan to be on Saturday at the airport for the fox hunt, and I'll have to see you guys there. Got to get the new frequencies plugged in. I think you said they're 147.415, if I recall correctly, off the Progos, program that, plus the third harmonic, into the radio so I could be able to hopefully catch the fox. That's it for now. We'll see you guys on Saturday, if you can make it. Back to you, Brad, N7IVV from K1HTV Mobile in Amosville. Just turning up my street now.
Okay, Rich. Thanks for the report there. Look forward to seeing you Saturday then, since you're not going to be there tomorrow night. KO4IUM, Nick, how are you doing tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KO4IUM. Doing just fine. Came a little bit late into the net there, but heard a good portion of it. The 4-H Club, we had a great time out there last night, or yesterday evening, doing the activation. Didn't quite get the 10 QSOs, but I think it was you, Brad, that was talking about the timing of it. We actually, the trailer is still in the assembly phase. We don't have radios and stuff in the trailer yet, so we did take a 705 out there with us and set up an antenna, so great experience for the kids to get to try that, but we only had about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit more than that, of actual on-air time, so wasn't enough to make the 10 QSOs, but the kids had a lot of fun. We did work that Nova Scotia station and some other further out station. That was the furthest out station we worked, and we worked some U.S. states before switching over to 2 meters and making some local contacts, but... I plan on being there tomorrow night, Saturday. I unfortunately am not going to be able to make the fox hunt. I scheduled my extra exam that same Saturday, so I'll be out trying for that. So we'll see how that goes. Trying to get in before the $35 fee goes in, but if I take it again a future date, I have to take it again a future date. But that's all I have for now. KO4IUM, back to net.
Okay, sir. Well, thanks for the update on that. Good luck on getting the trailer configured and deployed. I couldn't remember what your timeline was on that, but still, that's really, really great. Once you get that finished, we're going to tap you into helping us get some grant proposals written up for the club, I think. We keep meaning to do that, and it just never quite seems to get off the ground, and we just need to do that. K1RA, Andy, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad. Good to hear the bistro open again. Look forward to a breakfast there with the crew. I guess you said upcoming end of the month, Saturday. Comment, I guess it was Bob, SPL, mentioned an antenna. The dimensions sound like it may have been a 3-meter antenna, I'm guessing maybe for a broadcast FM. He said he was in Springfield, so pointing north, that would put D.C. Potentially, it could be for aircraft. which is just above the 3 meter band and kind of the 110 to 120 megahertz range. So surely can shorten those elements and maybe pull the spacing in a little bit and, as he said, make it into a 5-element to a 2-meter beam. Good luck with that. Just got in a spool of 500-foot spool of paracord, so I'm going to try to do some wire antenna reconstruction in the backyard, and I heard NB3A pop in there, so Justin, I'm going to be hitting you up for your tennis ball launcher maybe to get a good 100-foot up in one of my trees. The old slingshot doesn't quite make it that high, so the trees in our neighborhood are growing tall, so the higher the better. Looking forward to seeing everybody at the meeting Thursday. Not sure that I'll be able to attend the Fox Hunt on Saturday, but hope all have good weather and a good time. Back to net. This is K1RA.
Okay, Andy. Well, very good. I've used Kevin's tennis ball launcher a couple times, and it's like, this thing's really fun. I still need to finish putting some stuff up in the trees back here, and I guess if I'm going to, I better do it before the leaves get on. But anyway, I was quite impressed with myself. I usually only needed one practice shot, and then I was able to put it where I wanted it. So I feel like I'm ready for the M203 grenade launchers now, and just like the guy did on Apocalypse Now. But that's another story. KO4NLR, Bree, what's up to tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KO4NLR. Haven't been up too much with the radio. Did go along with the 4-H club with that. We are so close. We needed four more to activate the park. Very excited for the fox hunt. Since Dad's having his tests, I'm tagging along with Oscar and his dad for that. Very excited for my first fox hunt. But other than that, haven't been up to too much. It's okay, KO4NLR, back to net.
Okay, well, very good. Yeah, but, well, good. You're going to, I think you said you're going to tag along with Oscar and Garth on Saturday. That'll be good. Good to see you. As maybe see you tomorrow night, too, I guess, at the club meeting. NB3A, Justin, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad and the rest of the net. This is NB3A. Strangely, I've been doing a fair amount recently of POTA chasing, so I was really stoked to try to get the 4-H club in the log, but wasn't able to, and now I'm kind of gutted that they didn't make the 10QSO thing to activate. So I guess that means that you guys will have to do it again. So hopefully we'll get you then. Maybe if you've got some extra time, you can get 40. But I understand like the 30-minute constraint, how that would really mess you up. So good on that. Yeah, Andy, good on. We'll bring the launcher over there and launch a couple balls out to 500 feet or whatever at 60 psi. No problem. Get some wires up, back up in the air or whatever. What have I been up to? I picked up this amp for like nothing, and I've been playing around with that. Got a 12-pin Cinch-Jones, and I need to find some relays, and then build a King interface for automatic band switching. It's a 12-volt amp, 500 watt or so. So we'll see how that goes. I have another SDR that I'm playing with, so been kind of playing around with that and generally being more active outside of contests, so that's been good. Anyway, I guess that's really all I got for now, so, I've been thinking a lot about Field Day, more to follow. Anyway, with that, I'll say back to net, N7IVV from NB3A.
Okay, very good, Justin. Yeah, we'll be talking about Field Day a little bit tomorrow, but for those of you who are on the net tonight, just remember Field Day is coming up in just a little over 2 months, which means real quick, because you all know how, at least the older you get, the faster the time flies. So start thinking about that right now. And with that, KX4KU, recheck, go ahead.
N7IVV, KX4KU, in the net again. Brady, if you're still listening, I tried to work you guys, but I could not hear you, but I heard at least one or two stations trying to get to you, I've got this big old piece of granite between me and Warrington that kind of gets in the way. So I get, yeah, I did try. And then the second thing I wanted to mention, and this is where I wish I had thought quicker, today during the TWT, I worked a 9A / UR5YKO. So that was a Ukrainian call sign working for Croatia. And I just thought that was nice to see. And I wish I had the presence of mind to just say, good luck to the guy. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, N7IBV, KX4KU.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin. Okay, any other check-ins tonight or rechecks? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
KO4BCN. Recheck.
Okay, Mike, KO4BCN, N7IVV. Go ahead.
I may have to bring my tennis ball launcher out there. It goes quite the distance. I don't know if we could actually tie any line to it. But it's pretty fun, for an example. It uses M200, you know what that means. So, fun stuff. Otherwise, I just wanted to mention good luck with your carburetor. Last one I took apart on mine, I was shocked to find less parts than usual. They are getting simpler, though the physics is the same. So, have fun with your lawnmower, my friend. KO4BCN, back to net.
Okay, thanks for that. Yeah, the lawnmower will be a piece of cake. I've disassembled stuff way too many times and usually manage to get them all back together again. You know, everywhere, everything from simple carburetors to the air pack, as it's called, on that deuce and a half, which is not particularly simple. And anyway, so yeah, I'll just gotta get apart, squirt some carb cleaner up in there, and it'll be fine. Okay, folks, we're gonna wrap it up tonight. Thanks everybody for checking in. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IBB. This has been the Fox Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, which is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time, rain or shine. And we also do a general technical services net on Sundays at the same time. Look forward to seeing all of you tomorrow night as much as you can at the club meeting. And now returning to the repeated normal use, everyone have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.